actually start. Mr. Vice Chairman, sir, I would like to speak on this bill in the interest of the rapid economic growth in the country. If the nation grows from strength to strength economically, leading to eradicating of the degrading and disheartening poverty of the people of India, the workers of this nation would also benefit, and they would also go above the poverty line. Sir, I would like to mention here that the plantation crops as understood by the term so far, namely coffee, rubber, tea and cardamom, have been giving this nation substantial amount of the much coveted foreign exchange annually. It must be noted that coffee exports alone have given our country during the last 5 years over ₹1,000 crores in foreign exchange by way of export earnings and export duties. I must also bring to the attention of this house that the famed tea industry in India today has become a sick industry affecting lakhs of workers and the tea planters. Sir, we ought to know that in the agricultural sector, the plantation labor is the best organized one and is getting nearly the same treatment, facilities and amenities like the industrial labor. Sir, coming from a plantation district of Karnataka, I sincerely agree that the welfare measures provided in the Act must be faithfully implemented and strictly enforced. But I cannot subscribe to the view taken by some that the planters generally are exploiters and are inimical to the interests of their own workers, and that they must be dealt with severely. Sir, most of the planters of today are educated and they know that contented labor is conducive to productivity and peace in the estates, and therefore would like to provide all the welfare measures and amenities to the workers. Sir, I would like to point out some of the very draconian, discriminatory and individuous urban directed amendments made in the Plantation Labor Amendment Bill 2003. Sir, the Plantation Labor Act is sought to be applied now even to holdings of 5 hectares and above, employing 15 persons and more. Originally, in the bill brought before the Joint Committee, it was sought to be applied to holdings of 6.5 hectares and above. It would be realistic to make an amendment to the present bill to raise the size of holdings from 5 hectares to 6.5 hectares. Stop.